This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates, our Talk America radio to all our great stations across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us tonight, wherever you're at. And, of course, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And we start the program out tonight with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle. All right, let's see here. We've got to do this again. Kyle, are you there? Good morning, Kyle. Okay, well, let's see here. We'll just have to do something for a second. We're going to start with the national anthem, and we'll be right back. Thank you to all those people who are serving, keeping us free and safe. And with that, back to the telephone. And Kyle Warren, are you there, my friend? All right, well, Kyle's not there, so I got to figure out what's going on with that. But I do have something to play here to let you know what's going on. You know, Nancy Pelosi went storming out of the White House yesterday, and it's kind of a setup for all the different things that have been going on here. Let's start with a little 17-second short clip of what I think is transpiring.
Distinguished Chairman said there's no requirement that we have a vote, and so we, at this time we will not be having a vote, and I'm very pleased with the thoughtfulness of our caucus in terms of being supportive of the path that we are on in terms of fairness, in terms of seeking the truth.
Now, the Democrats are seeking to do anything to stir the pot, and by stir the pot, I mean stir the pot, and they're trying to do it any way that they possibly can. And that little episode that you saw yesterday is just part of the game, just part of the game that's out there. And remember, with everything that's going on, Joe Biden, the night before in the debate, made a huge gaffe, and nobody called him on it. Listen to this.
My son's statement speaks for itself. I did my job. I never discussed a single thing with my son about anything having to do with Ukraine. No one has indicated I have. We've always kept everything separate. Even when my son was the Attorney General of the state of Delaware, we never discussed anything. So there'd be no potential conflict. My son made a judgment. I'm proud of the judgment he made. I'm proud of what he had to say. And let's focus on this.
The Attorney General of Delaware was not Hunter Biden. It was Beau Biden, the son that died of brain cancer. And nobody called Joe on it. Unbelievable. I digress. There's more. There's more. Let's listen to this here with Beto O'Rourke. There's more.
Understood. May not be popular in all circles, but it's necessary to save lives.
I understand that that's your aspiration, and I think that the question was, and then what? And then what's next? Because it sounds like confiscation, and I just can't tell if you're comfortable with that. You know that that's a buzzword that makes a lot of people on the right and gun owners nervous, and so if that's what you're suggesting.
No, I'm not suggesting that, and I think that's why people use the word confiscation, because it scares people. What I'm talking about is a mandatory buy pack, where Americans who own an AR-15 or an AK-47 will sell that weapon back to the government. And there is precedent for doing this in other parts of the world successfully, without infringing upon our fellow Americans' Second Amendment rights to own a firearm that they need for self-defense in their home or to go hunting or for collection or sport. Okay. We can take those weapons that pose a mortal risk to our fellow Americans, instruments of terror that have terrorized our fellow Americans, and for as long as they are out there, strike terror in the hearts of so many, including people going to school right now who are participating in active shooter drills, because we still have these weapons out there. Let's do something about it.
Yeah, and of course, I don't know what they're going to do, but Kyle doesn't have any electricity out there in California. Hey, Kyle, you there? All right, let's see here. I'm still going to try to get him on here. I'll have to work on it during the break. But it is an unbelievable circumstance, folks, with everything that's going on, the debates and Nancy Pelosi and her little act. And it was an act. And I'll believe, I do not believe what the Democrats said. A picture is worth a thousand words. And there was a picture taken by the White House photographer where Nancy stood up and started to point her hands at Donald Trump, and away we went. But anyway, it is what it is, and I can see the music starting up here. We're headed to the break, so we will be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at Relief Factor. You know, I take Relief Factor. It's an all-natural product. I suffer from arthritis, and I have a lot of pain. Anybody with arthritis can verify that. And it's the only thing that I found short of medication, narcotics, that I can take that actually works. And I don't want to take the narcotics, so I take this. And as a result, let me suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-week Quick Start program right away, because many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, it costs $19.95. plus shipping and handling for the 3-week quick start. You'll get in about 3 to 5 days. Very simple. All you do is go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a shot. See if it'll work for you like it's worked for me and thousands of other people. And by the way, Al up in Nebraska told me the other night that it's working quite nicely for him. Thank you very much, because he just started on it himself. And just about everybody that's taking it says it works, about 80%. All right, now we're going to talk to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we're going to try this again because I think I corrected a little problem we had there. Good morning, Kyle. Yeah.
Hey, Captain.
There you are. I got you. Can you hear me now? All right, let's see. Okay, Kyle, here we go. I want to get your... And you're listening to me on the 10-second delay. I realize that's a problem. We've got to explain to the people what the heck is going on here. There's a new front runner in the Democratic scheme of things, and I believe it's Elizabeth Warren. I think Joe Biden has seen his better days, and I believe he's just about gone bye-bye. So, Kyle, what do you think about the Joe Biden thing, and how about Elizabeth Warren? Is that surprising you a little bit?
Yeah, I do think that she definitely was the number one person that all of the different candidates wanted to go after yesterday's debate. And for good reason, I think, of course, because Biden is waning for various reasons, but Warren seems to be the next one in line in terms of, I would expect, the viability that they think, at least the primary voters, might think that she has the best chance. But at the same time, though, not only was she under fire, but she won't come clean about whether or not she's going to raise taxes or propose to raise taxes on the middle class to pay for a $30 trillion or so dollar medical expense and these kinds of things. And she's being very cagey. She's being very evasive. And I think the voters are not going to let her do that for very long before maybe she might start hurting in the polls.
Now, there's a rumor circulating, Kyle, that Michael Bloomberg may get into the race as a Democrat. Are you hearing that? There's a rumor, Kyle, that Michael Bloomberg may get into the race as a Democrat. Is that something that you're hearing as well as myself?
Yes, as a matter of fact. And part of that was based on whether or not Joe Biden would get out of the race. Now, of course, Bloomberg, he, you know, as we've talked about before, he's got the money, he's got the name recognition, but it would seem to me that he would be a latecomer to this whole process. He might be able to come in and try to leapfrog a little bit because of his name recognition, his experience, and so forth. But it kind of reminds me a little bit about maybe the Tom Steyer situation, who I think came off as incredibly robotic. In fact, I was wondering if he had sent a robot instead the other night. But Bloomberg would be getting into this race, but maybe with the wrong kind of message. I don't know that he'd be bringing a positive or a pro-Bloomberg message. It would be part of the anti-Trump message, and I think that's not going to play quite as well. It hasn't before, and I don't think it will.
Now, along with the debate that took place, I'm going to play a short clip of Ilhan Omar. And Ilhan Omar, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday came up with this earth-shaking announcement. Listen to this.
I am so proud to endorse Senator Bernie Sanders for president. Senator Bernie Sanders is the only candidate that has built a movement and continues to build a movement that transcends gender, ethnicity, religion, and we know that in order to take on Trump, we're going to need a unifier, someone who understands what the fight looks like, and someone who is ready to defeat him.
Now, there's somebody that's ready to defeat her, and his name is Chris Kelly, and he was introduced at the big rally in Minneapolis, Minnesota last week. And Kyle, Bernie Sanders is not going to be the Democratic candidate, in my opinion. I think his health's an issue.
Yeah, I don't think that he will be the candidate. I'm not surprised that the Squad and AOC and now Ilhan Omar have officially endorsed him. Of course, they are all sort of cut from the same cloth, more or less. And she's talking about, well, we need a unifier and all these kinds of things. When in reality, of course, what we've already seen happening under the Trump presidency is that Americans are going back to work. Americans have a much better shot at doing better with their lives and interacting with their neighbors, no matter what color or ethnicity they might be, perhaps than they have for quite some time. And so a lot of the things that Ilhan Omar is talking about is, again, really things that are much separate us much more than ever unify us. And I think that's the wrong tack. Bernie Sanders does have, I think, even though he came off as very energetic in the debate, but I do think that the health issue is a very difficult thing to overcome, no matter, you know, regardless of his ideology, which is totally skewed, but regardless of that, that would be hard for any candidate to overcome.
Now, there was one other little thing that happened yesterday, and that was Tulsi Gabbard. She, isn't going away, even though she's not doing very well, and I think that she should respectfully bow out. But she got her shots in yesterday and sounded like one of the few rational people standing up on the stage. This is 25 seconds of Tulsi Gabbard.
New York Times and CNN have also smeared veterans like myself for calling for an end to this regime change war. Just 2 days ago, the New York Times put out an article saying that I'm a Russian asset and an Assad apologist and all these different smears. This morning, a CNN commentator said on national television that I'm an asset of Russia. Completely despicable.
Well, I think that's an understatement, completely despicable, because they're trying to get rid of her. But she does have some merit with what she's tried to do, don't you think, Kyle? I say Tulsi Gabbard does have some merit with what she was trying to do, don't you think, Kyle?
Well, exactly. And I'm so glad that you brought up Tulsi Gabbard, Captain, because, you know, there's no real monolithic way to go about things, especially when it comes to foreign policy. She's entitled to her opinion. She's entitled to bring her own experience in the region to bear. But yet she doesn't seem to fit in with what the radical part of the Democrat Party, which now seems to be in complete control, agrees with. And it's quite interesting to me too, Captain, that even though they were skewering President Trump for his decision about Syria, and all these different things can be debated, and that's fine. Reasonable people can debate different things. And Tulsi Gabbard seems to be one of those kinds of people, I might add. But not one of the interviewers or the moderators even asked the question, well, if President Trump has totally screwed up in Syria, are you willing, as president, if you get elected, to commit all of the resources and everything to go back and put it back the way you think it should be? I don't think anybody was asked that question, because I think it would be important.
And we're talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And then finally, here's the front runner, Elizabeth Warren, Senator Elizabeth Warren, talking about her health care program, Medicare for All, and how she will not raise taxes on the middle class, and then everybody jumped on her.
Will you raise taxes on the middle class to pay for it, yes or no?
So I have made clear what my principles are here. For hardworking middle-class families, costs will go down.
A yes or no question that didn't get a yes or no answer.
At least Bernie's being honest here that taxes are going to go up.
Well, Kyle, we're coming to the break, so you may have to answer that afterwards, but we all know that taxes are going to have to go up, and here comes the break, so don't answer it yet. You can answer it on the other side of the break. We all know that taxes, ladies and gentlemen, are going to have to go up, and the middle class is usually the one that pays for it, because everybody else is able to find a tax loophole or a way to write it off as an expense, so that even though they may pay for it, they get their money back. So there they go. And I will be right back with more. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats are ramping up their impeachment probe. They've decided against a formal vote on the inquiry of the president. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's no constitutional need for a vote on an impeachment inquiry.
There's no requirement that we have a vote, And so we, at this time, we will not be having a vote.
President Trump and Republicans in Congress have been demanding the vote, the president calling the inquiry illegitimate and refusing to cooperate without such a vote. Pelosi says,
"This is not a game for us. This is deadly serious."
New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin.
This process is such a clown show, and I say that because that's as politically correct as I could get.
The committees will hear Thursday from the U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 22 points. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Remember, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and you can go to geico.com and put in your zip code and find out who your local agent is, or you can get a quote there, too, and operate from there. Now, Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your home. Humble Talk radio host, me, and your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own, starting with your car, your truck, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Sea-Doo, your Ski-Doo, your snowmobile, and they can help you also with your homeowners and renters insurance through your local Geico insurance agent. So go on over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and put in your zip code, and you'll find out who your local agent is. Or like I say, you can actually get a quote online from them that way and do it direct and eliminate the agent altogether. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and good morning again, Kyle. Are you there, my friend? All right, let's see here. Okay, Kyle, how about it? Are you over there?
Hey, Captain.
There you are. Can you hear me all right? Okay, I think you can hear me all right. There, you got that. All right, I'm going to play the 20 seconds again and give you a chance to answer this of Elizabeth Warren and the question she was asked about the middle class and being hit with taxes on this Medicare for All thing that she's got. And listen to her answer, and then you give me your replies to what you think is going to happen. Here we go.
Will you raise taxes on the middle class to pay for it, yes or no?
So I have made clear what my principles are here. For hardworking middle-class families, costs will go down.
A yes or no question that didn't get a yes or no answer.
At least Bernie's being honest here that taxes are going to go up.
Now, Kyle, I don't think that Elizabeth gave an answer to that. And the other people that shot back, I think, took a shot at her. So what is your humble opinion, sir, of what Elizabeth Warren said? Are we or are we not going to have to pay more taxes? I think we are.
Well, you know, Captain, I think that by her omission of an actual answer, I think you're right. I think we can surmise that the answer is yes, the taxes will go up. She doesn't want to really address that, but she wants to have, almost an Obama-like quality to this of, don't worry, your costs are going to go down. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor type thing. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. So what she's doing, of course, is if she decides, or if she says, I should say, that taxes will go up, then that hurts her sort of street cred, as it were, of trying to go after the ultra-rich and big corporations and all these people that deserve to be taxed even more and more. And but yet, hiding the fact that the only way you could pay for this kind of stuff is to go after the little guy. And she knows that.
Now, yesterday, Kyle, John Carl got up at a press conference and asked some sort of question of the president. And the president basically took him to school, gave him an answer back that I know he didn't want to hear. And then John Carl tried to interject. And then the president came back again and accused ABC News of being fake news, showing the improper footage of Syria. When they said, oh, the carnage continues, the slaughter, and this, that, and the other. And it was actually a fireworks exhibit going on, demonstration going on in Kentucky during another part of the year. But ABC News got smacked down pretty hard yesterday. Kyle, what say you?
Well, that's right, Captain. I think one of the questions was, do you have a regret for giving a green light to the Turkish president to invade? And Trump was shot back and said, I didn't give him a green light, essentially. But again, now, the decision about Syria can be debated. There's no doubt about that. There's certainly senators and congressional representatives who might disagree with the president. But at the same time, though, last time I checked, the president is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, that it wasn't a function of the House or the Senate in that sense. But yeah, that's right. And ABC News did show that inappropriate photo, and the president called him out for that. And I think it certainly burns them up because they want to advance a particular agenda or they want a particular narrative to go out. And maybe they feel like, they can go after the president from all these different angles.
Now, the other thing that took place yesterday was another poll came out. This one shows that the majority of Republicans, because it was a Republican poll, the majority of Republicans actually backed Donald Trump's action in Syria, which is going totally off the ball from the vote that was taken in the House yesterday, where I think it was 129 Republicans voted against the president in a resolution condemning the president for pulling our people out of Syria. But when the general, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, sat there and said that he was the one that made the suggestion to move our troops out of harm's way, it got very quiet.
Well, I would imagine it would because, here you have an experienced military officer making that kind of suggestion, and they can't really vilify him. They can't take him to the woodshed on something like that as easily as they can President Trump, because the narrative that they're trying to hawk here is, again, that President Trump has taken leave of his senses. He's not well. You were talking about Nancy Pelosi earlier in the program, and she says things like, I'm praying for the president and praying for his health, and this is sort of the new tack that they're taking. But what we're not getting is a real cogent discussion of what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on in regards to our own troop presence there, what it means, what it costs, and what our interests truly are. And nobody wants to see anybody get hurt. I think that's absolutely understood. But would the situation be reversed if Barack Obama said he didn't want our troops in harm's way? They would give him the Peace Prize again.
And James O'Keefe, who's the Project Veritas leader, who's, by the way, coming to Sarasota on November the 7th, you can find out more about that by just Googling it down there in Sarasota. I forget the name of the group. Might come to me here in a couple minutes. But he said that the CNN staffer revealed exactly how Mr. Zucker over at CNN was coaching the likes of Jake Tapper to be able to say different things on the show the way that he wanted them said. You heard that, right, Kyle?
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is a big story, and this whole expose, of course, is very powerful. But this particular instance, from what we understand, the interview should have lasted a very short time, but it seemed to have become quite elongated as a result of Zucker essentially getting into the ear of Jake Tapper, you know, those little earplugs that they wear on the set. And of course, this created a larger problem with Kellyanne Conway, and a bigger sort of fight ensued, a verbal fight. But again, this goes to the direction that Zucker evidently wants to go with CNN, where it ceases to become just a news organization interviewing someone, tell us what you think, and we'll broadcast it, but it becomes something where they have an agenda or they have a mission to accomplish. And the American people actually don't like it. They want to have a news, they don't mind opinion hosts, but if it's news, I think they want to know the facts.
And General Motors and the United Auto Workers apparently have reached a tentative agreement to end their strike. It's not going to be over for a few days yet. The committees have to vote on it, and then the membership in general has to vote on it. But at least that's some accomplishment, right, Kyle?
Well, certainly. And whenever people can get back to work and there can be an agreement, I think this went on for over a month or almost exactly a month, some 30 or 31 days or so. So this is a good thing, and whenever people can get back to work, that means we can start producing again. People can put food on the table again. And sometimes it takes time to work those things out, so hopefully it'll last.
All right. Well, tell everybody how we can hear your radio show, please.
Yes, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and we will definitely be talking to you tomorrow night, so you take care, have a great night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All righty, and that's Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and yes, there is power in California, because Richard R. Marine up in Oregon made a joke about that they must not have any power in California. I don't know. I know they're still having the blackouts to a certain degree. I don't know where and how many or what kind or anything like that. And by the way, good morning, Terry, up there in Nashville, our expert janitorial service type person who's doing what he just does at night. He's got himself a little business, and we appreciate that. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi, right? She said she prays for the president. Isn't there something called the separation of church and state that they always yelled about? People are now should be pouncing on her, you would think. Nowhere is to be found, and no sound at all about that one. But I'm just saying, you know, I mean, what a double standard. They yell at the president for this and for that. Wow. Okay, be right back with the Truckers Report.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair ride, Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis. It was late one night when me and another hand got in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlyer, Rooster Cruisin' from way back when men were men and women were proud of it, 1979. And he was Rooster Cruisin'. Alrighty. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by your local Flying J Truck Stop and Pilot Travel Center. By the way, stop into those travel centers, those pilot travel centers, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, I'm telling you. Alright, here we go. A powerful nor'easter is going to impact the northeastern U.S. and New England through Thursday night. This rapidly intensifying storm system is going to bring strong winds, heavy rainfall, rough surf, beach erosion, and tidal flooding, from the northeastern U.S. to New England through Thursday night. Now, the strong winds could even bring down trees, power lines, and cause power outages in many areas in New England. Rough surf combined with high astronomical tides will lead to a minor to moderate tidal flooding risk. Now, we're looking right now at upstate New York, and I'm going to go right straight up 87. All the way to the Canadian border, and they've got flood watches, flood warnings, high wind warnings, all of the above, all the way from New York City right straight up the Hudson River to Albany, Lake George, Plattsburgh, and all the way to the Canadian border. Also, I'm seeing it in Vermont. I'm seeing it in Massachusetts. I'm seeing it in Connecticut. I'm seeing it in Rhode Island, and also seeing it in the southern parts of New Hampshire and Maine. And Maine is under, looks like a tidal storm watch all the way up I-95 to certainly over towards the central part of the state and maybe even further. But going backwards down 95, Long Island is in this, New Jersey's in this, southeastern Pennsylvania's in this, Philadelphia, Allentown, Delaware's in this, obviously, Maryland is in this, and that includes going up into the mountains of Maryland, towards the base of, Pennsylvania on I-70, and, also parts of Virginia, the mountains, you've got wind warnings and possibly, some developing, rainstorms there during the course of the day, but that's about where it is from Virginia all the way up into, Maine, and it'll be gone by tonight by the looks of it. Now, backing off and, going north, first we'll stay north, of I-70, I-70 West, once you get out of, Maryland, you'll be, looking good all the way to Kansas, western part of Kansas. We've got some winds out there tonight around Goodland, and in about 40 miles into Colorado, you'll have those same winds on the plains. And then going across 70 through Denver and over into Utah, when you finally catch up to I-15 around Richfield, you're going to have a lot of fire watches going on and warnings because it's very dry over there tonight across a lot of those areas when you get out there in Colorado and Utah and northeastern New Mexico and around Amarillo and northwestern Texas down to Lubbock, up into Wyoming across I-80 and the northeastern part of Wyoming too, and the southwestern corner of South Dakota, to include Rapid City. So you got all that going on with a fire watch condition for today and into tonight. Now, more winds in Montana, more winds in California as there is another system that's working its way onshore coming off the Pacific coast in California from San Diego south down to Tijuana. And it's up also offshore right now, but deciding, trying to make up its mind where to go. Another system up there, Washington State and Northern Oregon, which is making the weather doubtful, to say the least, up there in Seattle tonight, it looks like. So be careful if you're going that way. But other than that, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at Pilot and Flying J. And again, as I said, Pilot is not your daddy's truck stop anymore. The travel centers are pretty doggone spiffy, I'll tell you that. You're liable to pull into a travel center where you used to be lucky to get a hot dog and a bag of chips and a soda or a cup of coffee, and that was about it, and out the door you'd go. Well, now, at a Pilot Travel Center, you can find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, or even a full-service Dunkin' Donuts that offers breakfast, lunch, and dinner with their expanded menu that they have in the Dunkin' Donuts. And for any of you that's been up there on the Massachusetts or the New York Thruway, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Or Indiana on the toll road, and even New Hampshire, too, where they've taken the Dunkin' Donuts and made them into full-service, some of the locations, full-service breakfast, lunch, and dinner locations. Now, in the Flying J's, you'll find a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill, depending on where you're at. And the big Flying J's, they double up. They'll usually stick something else in there. Could be a Dairy Queen, could be a Taco Bell, could be a Subway, could be a Pizza Hut. But they usually double that up with something like that in there at the bigger locations in the bigger cities. And, of course, I don't need to tell you where that is. You know where most of these truck stops are. And if you don't, just get online and look up Pilot or Flying J, and you'll find out where they are. And you check out the closest one to you. Now, usually, I know Nelson takes advantage of this. He stops by and gets his free cup of coffee as he's traveling back and forth between Valdosta and where he lives down there in Jasper. So there you go. And they do offer that at night. And a lot of the pilots and Flying J's now are turning on the radio show because, again, if you go in there and tell them the captain sent you, you're going to get yourself a free cup of coffee for sure. And if you got one of those travel mugs that they have from the pilot or the Flying J, they treat it as a refill there at the counter. So you'll be able to take advantage of that, too, and save you some money there on a cold drink if that's what you want. Now, everything that's going on here in the world in which we live is upside down and backwards because the Democrats, again, have tried to make it look like as if Donald Trump's coming unhinged. It's not Donald Trump. Yesterday was the Democrats, and they put on a show for the cameras, but a picture's worth 10,000 words, and there's a picture of Nancy Pelosi standing up, obviously not saying anything politely, but yelling at Donald Trump, and she had just put her hand out or was bringing it back or putting it out, pointing at him. And Trump and his people were just sitting there looking at her like as if she was flying off the handle, which we later found out was true. She was. She was. So anyway, we'll be right back with more right after the top of the hour. And coming up after the news, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. So don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.